Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. The Full Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver and Brian Pass with you tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse for tonight's high school girls basketball game between Fort Recovery and New Bremen. A huge game for Fort Recovery. If Fort Recovery wins tonight, they will be co-champions of the MAC Conference, at least, and maybe outright champions if Coldwater upsets Marion Local tonight. But the worst that could happen would be co-champions of the MAC if we win the game tonight, which we're hoping to do. Prior to the game, a few moments ago, we had senior night here at Fort Recovery, recognizing the senior swimmers and the senior basketball players. Here's Harold Feely with that ceremony.
And now, our senior swimmers. Our first swimmer, Rachel Atchison. Rachel is the daughter of Mike and Jenny Atchison. Rachel has been a member of the swim team for 4 years. This Friday, Rachel will be competing at the districts in the 200 free relay. While in high school, Rachel has also participated in volleyball for 2 years. After graduation, Rachel is planning on majoring in nursing at an undecided college. Ladies and gentlemen, senior swimmer Rachel Atchison and proud mom and dad. Our next senior swimmer, Josh Gonzalez. Josh is the son of Tony and Kathy Gonzalez, and he is a 4-year member of the swim team. While in high school, Josh participated in track and cross country for 3 years. Josh will be attending Xavier University and majoring in finance. Ladies and gentlemen, Indian senior Josh Gonzalez. And proud mom and dad. And now our senior Lady Indian basketball players. Our first senior, Macy Day. Macy is the daughter of Kim and Elaine Day. Macy is a 4-year member of the Ladies Indians basketball team. While in high school, Macy has been involved in student council, FBLA, Spanish club, and is a 4-year member of the softball team. Macy's future plans are to major in radiology while continuing her softball career at Clark State Community College. Ladies and gentlemen, Lady Indian senior, Macy Day!
Macy, one of 4 basketball seniors. Senior Brooke Colley. Brooke is the daughter of Doug and Brenda Colley. She has been a 4-year member of the basketball team. During her high school career, Brooke has been active in volleyball, Spanish club, student council, National Honor Society, yearbook, and youth group. After graduation, Brooke will be attending Rhodes State College to major in dental hygiene. For Recovery Senior, Brooke Colley. And proud mom and dad. Once again, you're listening to the recognition of the Fort Recovery High School seniors tonight. The 4 basketball players currently. Harold Feely announcing.
Our next senior, Val Mullenkamp. Val is the daughter of Jerome and Leslie Mullenkamp. Val is a four-year member of the basketball team, earning All-MAC second team her sophomore year and All-MAC first team and District 8 first team her junior year. While in high school, Val was active in Spanish club, student council, and was a member of the volleyball team for 2 years. After graduation, Val will be majoring in marketing and graphic design, as well as continuing her basketball career at Findlay University. Ladies and gentlemen, Lady Senior Val Mullenkamp and proud mom and dad.
Once again, that's the third senior of the basketball season. We have one more to go here. Olivia Patch coming up next.
Our next senior, Olivia Patch. Olivia is the daughter of Brian and Annie Patch, a four-year member of the Lady Indians basketball team. Olivia also earned All-MAC honorable mention her sophomore year and All-MAC second team her junior year. Olivia has been active in volleyball, student council, math science club, National Honor Society, and Spanish club. Olivia will be attending Hillsdale College after graduation to major in applied mathematics and to continue her basketball career. Ladies and gentlemen, Indian senior Olivia Patch and proud mom and dad.
Once again, the recognition of the Fort Recovery senior swimmers and basketball players here tonight at the Fortside Fieldhouse with Harold Feely doing the announcement.
Seniors, we would like to wish all of you the best of luck in the future and thank you for all your dedication to the Fort Recovery Athletics. Thanks for all your time. Let's hear it. Big round of applause for these six seniors. We're going to miss you.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down to 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with special Tuesday events. Discounted lipid panel blood test starting at 8 a.m. on February 4th, 11th, and 25th. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Appointments are required, so call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 419-375-2092 to register. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday, the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, ball camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts, all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how, March 9th through the 13th.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect. Officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to the Portside Fieldhouse. We're about set to go here with the big game between Fort Recovery and New Bremen. And boy, Brian Patch, this is a big one. Be the first time since 1991 that Fort Recovery could share a piece of the NAC conference title if we can do it tonight.
Yeah, definitely a big night, and I know for four of those kids, and all of them obviously, but for four of those kids to win a MAC championship on senior night would be very special for them, but, you know, special for this team and also program for it, the last time it to happen almost 30 years ago. So.
And again, our seniors are Macy Day, along with Olivia Patch, also Val Mollenkamp and Brooke Colleague, who were just introduced before the game tonight on senior night. The senior swimmers as well. All the lights are out here as we're having the introduction of the seniors with the spotlight.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool thing, I think, for these girls, because, you know, for girls, as you know, Rob, they don't get a lot of people in attendance, and, you know, they don't get a lot of support that maybe the boys get on a Friday and Saturday night, just because there's so much stuff going on during the week. And so Bubba Stalgo helps set this up with Coach Milton. And so for them to have the purple smoke and the spotlight and the lights out, I think this is a pretty cool thing for those girls.
It is indeed, and we're just a couple of minutes away from the start of the game. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna would like to wish good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight. All the staff at Dr. Banna's office also wishing the Indians good luck, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Chen and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. There she is, Dad, for the last time.
Yep.
Special moment for Mr. Brian Patch, I know.
Well, a quick story here, Rob. I think a cool thing. Kiki Wendell normally starts, and she went to Coach Gann and asked her if Macy could take her spot tonight. So Macy got a chance to come out and start tonight on senior night. And I think that's a pretty cool thing for Kiki Wendell, that she was willing to give up her spot in this type of atmosphere so Macy Day as a senior could go out there and be, you know, a part of this, a kid who normally doesn't get a chance to start and play a lot of minutes. So, you know, I just think that takes a lot, and I think that shows what kind of team this team really is that Kiki's willing to give that up and sacrifice that for. Not that it's a big sacrifice, but still, that's a cool honor for the girls to come out and do that. So for her to give that up for Macy, I think, a pretty cool thing, and hopefully that this team gets rewarded for that kind of teamwork.
Absolutely. So we've got our four seniors along with Allie Vaughn starting here for the Lady Indians tonight. What kind of a year has New Bremen had?
They've been up and down. Actually, expectations are that they were going to do really well. Cordonier is a kid who was signed with Finley already as a junior. You know, they returned a lot of kids, but they just kind of underperformed and underachieved a little bit for various reasons, and I'm not really sure why. But so I think they're around that 500 mark, and, you know, Minster beat them by 40 in a big rivalry game with those two. So, you know, I'm sure they're trying to get on the right track.
Inside to Olivia Patch, tipped away. Val Mollenkamp got it, puts it up no good. Rebound, out of bounds. Should be New Bremen's ball. And it is.
Nope, he changed his way he pointed from before he covered ball.
Oh. Okay. Thank you very much. And the coach of the New Bremen Lady Cardinals, Chris Burton, is not a happy guy. Here we go with Kiki Wendell tossing it in to Olivia Patch. Stop, spins, fires, misses underneath. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Loose, picked up by Brooke Colleague. And she lost the ball. Picked up by the New Bremen Lady Cardinals by Ellie Redkerman. Over on the left side it goes to Kira Berkey. Out top, there's Kaylee Friend. Now with the basketball is Kira Berkey. And it goes down in the corner and out of bounds off of New Bremen. Fort Recovery picks up the basketball on the turnover. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cal Pharmacy with their convenient locations in Fort Recovery. Also Versailles and in Indiana, Union City and Bern, Indiana. There's a drive to the basket by Val Mollenkamp. No good. Rebound comes down to Berkey of New Bremen. Fires a three. Got it. Kira Berkey hits a three. That makes it 3-0. Early going here, New Bremen in the lead. Fort Recovery wins tonight. They can do no worse than tie for the conference title. Here's Allie Vaughn, right side, Olivia Patch firing, no good. Rebound, New Bremen on the deck, picking the ball back up, standing up, Madison Cordonier, and they lost the ball. Here's Brooke Collig with it. Had a wild woolly here in the early going.
Yeah, it looks like we got some jitters, you know, from some seniors and also, you know, a big game with them with the MAC championship. So hopefully that shot by Val Mollenkamp can settle us down here a little bit.
Val Mollenkamp drains a three. Actually, they say just a two from the right corner. And New Bremen has the ball leading 3-2. Traveling called on New Bremen's Madison Cordonier. Where do you say she's going?
She's going to Finland. They like the long, lengthy pipe, kind of like what Bow is what she's kind of built like, and that he kind of likes those type of kids, and so he offered her this past summer.
Kiki Wendell over to Brooke Collig on the left, back to Kiki. Up court to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn to Brooke Collig. Collig on the left to Olivia Patch. Patch drives in, feeds back outside. Allie Vaughn saves the ball as it almost went over and back. Vaughn comes down the lane, stops, squeezes inside, misses the shot. She's fouled in the act of shooting. And Coach Chris Burden wanted traveling on the play.
Yeah, I probably don't blame him there.
Allie Vaughn at the free throw line. She could put the Lady Indians in the lead here. Fort Recovery trailing 3-2 at the moment. Allie dribbles the ball. First free throws of the game for either team, up and no good. She will have one more. Lady Indians 16-5, I believe, coming into tonight with a 7-1 conference record. This is up and no good off the front of the rim. Missed them both. Rebound, New Bremen. Here come the Lady Cardinals with the basketball. Right side, Katie Howe with it. She'll pass it off on the wing. There's Kaylee Friend. Friend drives baseline, lost it. And she dribbled on the end line, and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians will get the basketball. Allie Vaughn down to Brooke Collig. First quarter, 5.5 minutes to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter, and Fort Recovery trails by one and still does as Allie Vaughn goes to the hole again and fouled again. She will have two free throws coming here. Retkerman picked up the personal foul, Allie Retkerman. So Allie Vaughn at the free throw line.
Right now the Indians are doing a great job of breaking that pressure. Allie hits that free throw. Breaking that pressure, getting the ball in the middle where Allie's at, and New Bremen's not doing a great job of stopping the ball, so Allie's been able to get to the basket the last two times.
Neil Spencer, our studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight, and Eric Catterly on the radio back at Portland. The second free throw is no good. It's tied at 3-3. Down comes New Bremen with the basketball. Katie Howe here with it now is Kaylee Friend. Friend right side. To Howe, back to Friend, fires and misses. Rebound comes down to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp over to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn comes down on the left side. Kiki Wendell, no good in and out. Rebound. Val Mollenkamp knocked it away. Brooke Collig got it, and she put it up and in. Give Val Mollenkamp credit for that.
Yeah, she's definitely.
She's playing pretty recklessly tonight.
She created that one for Brooke for sure.
Missed shot there by Kaylee Friend. Here comes Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn all the way underneath. Back to Val Mollenkamp at the free throw line. Shot's no good. Tipped out. A battle for it. Mollenkamp got it to Brooke Collig. On the left, Allie Vaughn. She'll fire a three. Good! Allie Vaughn! That makes the score 8-3 now. Fort Recovery in the lead by 5 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Here's a shot from the top of the key by New Bremen. No good by Madison Cordonier. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Down comes Brooke Colling. Stops, dribbles, picks it back up. They're going to call her for double dribble. Double dribble on Brooke Colling. That'll give the ball back to New Bremen. Here's Chloe Bornhorst coming in for New Bremen. Somebody else might have also come in there. I don't know. Anyway, New Bremen will toss it in. Here's Kira Berkey putting it in play to Madison Cordonier. Back to Katie Howe. Howe comes down against Kiki Wendell. Goes left side. Tries to come all the way in. Now passes back out. With the ball there is Cordonier. She'll pass over on the left side to Kira Berkey. Now back out top to Friend. There's Katie Howe with it, top of the key. Ball's tipped by Fort Recovery, and New Bremen keeps the ball. So I'm surprised to see Paige Fortkamp back in the lineup tonight, Brian.
Yeah, she had been sick. I don't know if it's influenza or not, but I know she thought they had pneumonia and strep and everything else. So
she's in there, and New Bremen just dribbled the ball out of bounds, so it'll be Fort Recovery's basketball on the turnover. 8-3 score, Fort Recovery, with a 5-point lead here in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis at Cal Pharmacy. And there's Val Mollenkamp driving the right baseline and scoring to make it 10-3 now. Indians on top by 7. Left side it goes to Bornhorst. Back out underneath to Friend. Up no good. Rebound. Friend got it back. Up and no. And it did go in. Kaylee Friend connects on the layup. Their offensive rebound right underneath. We should have had that.
Yeah, it was good work, though, by her by staying with the first miss and being able to put it back.
Brooke Colling right side, and there's an offensive foul on somebody.
Paige Fortkamp.
Paige Fortkamp on the screen. So tossing the ball in for New Bremen will be Kira Berkey. Berkey passes it in to Lily Lennox, who's in the game now. They're going to call Lennox for traveling with the basketball.
And her dad would be Billy Lennox, who played here at Fort Recovery.
Okay. We won't hold that against you, Billy. Here goes Brooke Colling with the basketball to put it in play. Over to Kiki Wendell, right side to Allie Vaughn. Indians leading 10-5 here in the first quarter in the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. 2:20 to go in the quarter. Kiki Wendell on the left. Back out top to Brooke Colling, right side to Paige Fortkamp. Here's Val Mollenkamp on the wing. Dribbling, coming into the lane. Feeds back to Paige Fortkamp. Open from three, but doesn't take it. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn is going to be called for traveling, and I wish Paige Fortkamp would have taken that shot.
Yeah, she was wide open and didn't even look at the rim, and that was probably the most patient the Indians have been in this game, and ended up on probably costing them right there.
Call for a travel on the play. New Bremen with the ball. Bringing it up here is Madison Cordonier. She stopped at the timeline, and what do we call?
Timeout.
Timeout is called by New Bremen. Timeout for the New Bremen Lady Cardinals here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment. Here on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard, the Fort Recovery Indians are leading by a score of 10-5 over New Bremen.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
A lot of students here tonight supporting the Lady Indians. Katie Howe out front with the basketball.
That's what happens when you let them in free, Rob. They will come and hand out gifts.
Lily Lennox with the ball. Over it goes to Ellie Retkerman to Katie Howe. Tries to pass down low. Ball's loose. Picked up by Val Mollenkamp. Turnover to Bremen. Here come the Lady Indians. Right side to Brooke Colling. There's a set shot for Paige Fortkamp. She connects on a three. Paige Fortkamp gets a big three.
That's a much-needed shot, I think, for her confidence as well.
And New Bremen just threw it away. Fort Recovery has the ball back. 13-5 Lady Indian lead here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, they have it at the Cal Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. No matter what you need, they have it, or if they don't have it, they can get it for you. Handicap medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy. Fort Recovery with the ball. Right side to Brooke Holley. Back out top to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling. He's over to Allie Vaughn. Lost it momentarily. Got it back. Inside to Brooke Holley. Knocked away by New Bremen. New Bremen comes away with the steal. Here's Madison Cordonier. Katie Howe on the left it goes. Here's a shot from outside. 3-point. No good. Tipped around. Out of bounds off New Bremen. Fort Recovery will get it.
Great hustle by Cordonier out of bounds there, but trying to save it.
That was great hustle. But she's the one that took the shot, didn't she?
I don't know if it was her or not. Maybe it was Leonard's.
It was either her or Leonard's.
Yeah.
Fort Recovery with the basketball in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter, leading 13-5, 38 seconds to go in the quarter. Val Mollenkamp back out front over to Allie Vaughn. Right side to Kiki Wendels. Senior night tonight here at Fort Recovery, and the Lady Indians would like to top it off with a MAC conference title if they can win this game tonight. And if Marion Local gets upset by Coldwater, it would be an outright conference title. Otherwise, it'll be a tie between Marion Local and Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell with it, 10 seconds to go. Here comes Wendell down the lane. Lost the ball, and it's out of bounds off of Kiki. New Bremen will have it.
And Rob, you don't really care if you tie or not, you just want a piece of it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so hard to win this conference, so if you can win it, you don't really care if it's with two or three or four.
They're checking Kiki to make sure she's okay here. Took a tumble there. She comes out of the lineup, and here comes Brenna Holman in for Fort Recovery. Brenna wearing her ponytail tonight. On the left side, New Bremen, a long shot is no good by Cordonier, and the ball goes out of bounds. There's still time, 0.4 seconds, but that's not going to be enough for Fort Recovery to score. Just inbounds it, inbound it, and let's go into the second quarter with a 13-5 lead. Holly Gann, the coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Fort Recovery Indians leading the New Bremen Lady Cardinals by a score of 13-5. We'll return with the second quarter of play. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back right after this.
There are lots of reasons to love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Here we go with the second quarter of play, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. New Bremen has the ball to start the quarter. Here's Cordonier on the right side to Katie Howe. Now looking for a teammate. Goes down to Friend in the lane. Pops the shot. Missed, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. So Kaylee Friend will go to the free throw line. Several of these girls were a member of that outstanding volleyball team that New Bremen had this year. Friend misses the free throw.
Well, the last 2 years, I think they've been... Did they get Wednesday state last year? Not this past season, but the year before. Did they get beat in the finals?
I thought they won.
So that'd be 2 years in a row?
If they, yeah. There's a missed free throw on the second one, but Cordonier's there to get the rebound and score for New Bremen. I could be wrong on that, though. I'm a little fuzzy on details that are that old. Allie Vaughn out to Val Mollenkamp. Here's Kiki Wendell. Indians lead 13-7. Out to Brooke Collig. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Long three. Good! Val Mollenkamp connects on the three. Giving her 7 points now. And the ball's loose. Picked up by Friend. Tries to feed over here on the right side. It goes out of bounds off of New Bremen's Ellie Retkerman. And Fort Recovery will get the ball back. Here comes Paige Forkamp back in, and Brooke Collig will take a rest. Last game of the year. Is that hard to believe or not? Huh?
This year has gone fast.
Fort Recovery 16-5, trying to go to 17-5. Val Mollenkamp firing, hitting! Another three! And it's 19-7. Fort Recovery leads by 12. Two consecutive threes by Val Mollenkamp. She now has 10 on the night. Here is Haley Friend bringing it up. Feeds off over here to Kira Berkey. Berkey at the free throw line. Back on the left side to Cordonier. Cordonier drives, misses. Rebound, Whitley Rammel of Fort Recovery. Over to Val Mollenkamp. Val stops, passes up to Kiki Wendell. Right corner to Paige Forkamp. Back outside it goes to Kiki, to Val Mollenkamp. On the left to Whitley Rammel. Now Paige Forkamp, right side to Kiki. Kiki passes to Allie Vaughn down the lane. Falls down. A foul is going to be called on New Bremen. And New Bremen's Katie House says, what did I do? That's her second foul. She comes out and Aaliyah Truman comes in for New Bremen. Here's Allie Vaughn putting the ball in play to Kiki Wendell. Wendell driving in the lane. Feeds on the left to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp looks for a teammate. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down the lane. It's up and it is good by Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn makes it 21-7 now. Here's a shot up and no good by New Bremen, but a foul's called as fouled in the act of shooting was Kira Berkey, a 5'9 senior. She's the only senior on this New Bremen team.
And this sophomore class and junior class had won the 8th grade MAC championship, so they have some experience and a lot of winning when they were younger.
Free throw is up and good for Kira Berkey, and their junior varsity tonight absolutely annihilated the Lady Indians.
Yeah.
What was that final score?
46-9, and we didn't score our first field goal until 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. By the way, Paige Forkamp picked up her second foul.
That free throw's no good out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. So that'll put Paige Forkamp back on the bench. We have Olivia Patch, Brooke Collig, Val Mollenkamp, Kiki Wendell, and Allie Vaughn in the lineup. Left to Patch, open. Dribble, stops, feeds to Allie Vaughn. Brooke Collig, right side to Kiki Wendell, back out top to Allie Vaughn. Tries to hit Val Mollenkamp inside and overthrew her, and New Bremen came up with the ball. Turnover, Lady Indians. Here's a shot up and no good by Cordonier, and rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. Down to Kiki Wendell. Good! Give Allie Vaughn the assist. Kiki Wendell the basket. And New Bremen calls timeout. Fort Recovery 23, New Bremen 8. With 5:07 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to order a pizza.
We don't have any pizza.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
We don't have any food. I think you might have the wrong number.
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't do food. I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our Future Farmers of America students during National FFA Week for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver, Brian Patch back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. The Bremen has the basketball to start the action here. Cordonier with it. Madison Cordonier. She falls down and Friend lost the ball out of bounds. Cordonier fell down. Threw the pass over to Friend to try to save possession, and she couldn't handle it and went out of bounds, and Fort Recovery gets it back. Tournament starts a week from Saturday. We'll be playing probably St. Henry at Lima Bath, 6:15 on the 22nd of February. Here's Kiki Wendell firing, hitting! A three-point basket for Kiki Wendell. And this is the best, and the Indians steal the ball. Shooting. This is the best I've seen the Indians shoot in quite a while.
Yeah, since the start of the game when New Bremen scored the first 3 points, we've been on a 26-5 run, Rob, over the last basically 8 minutes of play.
Fort Recovery leading here 26-8 at the line. Brooke Collig and got the free throw. Bounced it in there. And once again, amazingly, Fort Recovery did not get any votes in the state poll this week. Up and good again. I really don't care. You know, we'll take the district tournament and they can say we're not ranked. That's fine. Friend on the left side, it goes. Shots up and in and out. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of New Bremen. Fort Recovery with the ball that went off of Aaliyah Truman. I just don't get that myself. But.
Well, we beat Minster and Marion, who are in our conference, and both of them are ranked. So
both of them are in the top 10, and we didn't get any points this week. Allie Vaughn goes in the lane, a right side to Brooke Collig. Collig drives, up no good. Rebound comes down to New Bremen. Mullenkamp steals it away, up no good. Rebound New Bremen, and there's a foul on Fort Recovery, apparently on Brooke Collig.
Yep.
That is the first on Brooke, I believe. So New Bremen has the ball, trailing 28-8. Inside, it's up and good. Nice pass there for New Bremen. Ellie Retterman gets her first basket of the game. Brooke Collig into Allie Vaughn, back to Brooke. Brooke dribbling back out top to Kiki Wendell. Here's Olivia Patch. Patch passing to Brooke Collig. Collig in the lane. Now to Olivia Patch. Hands it off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes down, lays it up, missed the shot. Rebound to New Bremen's Ellie Retterman. Down it comes to Madison Cordonier. Cordonier, cross-court pass. Stolen by Val Mullenkamp. Ill-advised pass there by Cordonier. And the Lady Indians steal the ball. Right side to Kiki Wendell. She dribbles and falls down. No call. And New Bremen comes up with the ball. I think that might have been a foul there, maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Ball's loose. New Bremen still has it. Over to Friend. Haley Friend with it down to the baseline. And there's going to be a foul called on Fort Recovery on Olivia Patch. Well, that's a tough call on my line.
Trying to take a charge.
So it'll be out of bounds to New Bremen. Tossing it in here will be Aaliyah Truman. Don't forget, K&L Tractor Sales and Service has the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Here's a shot from the right. It's up, no good. Rebound, Macy Day. As missing the shot was Kira Berkey. Left to Olivia Patch. Goes right, fakes, goes back left. Now in the lane, has the ball knocked away. Picked up by Brooke Colleague to Kiki Wendell. Wendell between the circles, right side to Colleague. On the wing to Macy Day. Macy, one of our four seniors. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Wendell to Macy Day. Macy dribbling the ball. Left, back to the right, over to Val Mollenkamp. 2 minutes and 19 seconds left in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Macy Day at the free throw line. Back outside to Kiki Wendell. Don't forget, for outstanding service for your farm machinery, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As Brooke Colleague just missed a shot inside, and New Bremen has the rebound. And there's a foul on Brooke Colleague, number two. She bumped accidentally into Kira Berkey. To 10. Lady Indians lead by 18 here with a minute 56 to go in the first half of play over the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. Fort Recovery trying to win their 17th game of the year. You go to 17-5 on this 22-game season. The last time we won the MAC Conference was 1991 when the team went 25-2 and won the state title. There's a three-point shot up and good by Madison Cordonier. She makes it 28-13 now. Lead is back to 15. Outside to Brenna Homan. Here's Allie Vaughn on the left to Macy Day. Day goes right to Brenna Homan. On the wing to Whitley Rammel, and it's out of bounds off of Whitley. New Bremen will have the basketball. Really nice crowd on hand tonight for this final game of the regular season and senior night tonight. .120 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Bringing the ball up here is Kira Berkey. Berkey across the timeline. Feeds in the corner. Down to Chloe Bornhorst. Inside to Friend. She scores. Once again, Kaylee Friend gets her second basket of the night. Here is Allie Vaughn, and a foul's called on New Bremen. And Coach Chris Burton says, what did we do?
Yeah, he's saying his player's hands were up. She was just out of control and fell down on her own. And so
I guess it depends on which side of the fence you're on.
Perspective, I guess.
Kiki Wendell into Val Mollenkamp. Turns, fires. Oh, it's no good. Just off the rim. Rebound comes down to New Bremen. Getting the board there was Aaliyah Truman. And Truman is hassled for the ball by Kiki Wendell. They both go out of bounds together. It's going to be given to New Bremen. Boy, Kiki was out there hustling, wasn't she?
Yeah, and dove for it. And I think she took the worst end of that because she got pancaked down on the ground.
Kaylee Friend with the ball for New Bremen. Lady Cardinals trailing here, 28-15 to Fort Recovery. Back on the left to Cordonier. Madison Cordonier dribbling the ball. Feeds back outside to Berkey. Over on the right it goes. Bornhorst back on the left. There's a shot, three-point shot is no good. And a foul on the rebound. Missing the shot over there was Aaliyah Truman. They're going to call the foul on Fort Recovery. Not sure who that was on.
Val, I believe.
They're saying it was on Fort Recovery.
Yeah, Val Mollenkamp.
Oh, Val Mollenkamp. So we'll be 1-1, as that's the 17th foul on Fort Recovery. And so Madison Cordonier is going to the free throw line here for the Lady Cardinals. A junior on this New Bremen team. Whitley Rammel will leave. Olivia Patch comes back in. Cordonier dribbles the ball, lets it fly, and got it. It makes it 28-16, and for Madison Cordonier, that is her sixth point of the night. She'll have one more. Dribbling the ball, eyes the basket, lets it fly, and it is good again. That is 7 points now for Cordonier. And the Indians have the ball with 20 seconds left. We'll take the last shot, leading 28-17. New Bremen scored 7 in a row here. And inside to Ali Vaughn, and New Bremen steals the ball. Now a foul's on Fort Recovery with 6.9 seconds to go, and it's going to be free throws for New Bremen. Don't forget, K&L Tractor Sales and Service has the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool that's great for all seasons. See the Great Plains TurboMax at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. At the line is Kira Berkey for New Bremen as she hits the first free throw. She will have one more. That makes it 28-18. Berkey dribbles the ball, eyes the basket, spins. It's up. It's good again. And New Bremen has scored 9 in a row now. It's 28-19. Here comes Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn goes all the way in. It's no good, and she is fouled in the act of shooting with 1 second to go. Allie Vaughn will have 2 free throws coming. They're going to call Cordonier with the foul. But she got popped in her contact or something there.
Maybe took an elbow to the nose. Elbows to the eye.
Allie Vaughn will shoot the free throws. Up, and it is no good. She is only 1 out of 4 tonight. Actually, 1 out of 5 tonight. She will have one more. This will make it 29-19. Come on, Allie. And she got that one. 29-19. No fouls here. Time runs out. That's the end of the half. Fort Recovery with a 29-19 lead after the second quarter. Indians outscore New Bremen in that second quarter, 16-14. It could have been a lot worse, though. It could have been a lot better for us. But a streak of 9 in a row for New Bremen cut the lead down. Well, game's not out of hand yet, that's for sure.
No, New Bremen kind of fought back there a little bit, made it a little closer, or at least more interesting that way. I mean, we obviously increased the lead by 2 in that quarter, but made it look like they had a little more fight to them than just kind of rolling over, which you expect from a MAC team. So we just got to continue to play. We've done a good job so far. As you said, we shot it well. Hopefully that continues, but if it doesn't, we got to make sure our defense continues to hold strong.
Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna would like to congratulate the Fort Recovery Lady Indians on a very nice year. Good luck in the tournament as well, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Chen and Christy Hart. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Brian and I will be back with the halftime stats coming your way after we pause for this.
Need to operate worry-free on terrain where other machines just won't cut it? Kubota SVL Series track loaders are designed for the difficult jobs that require extra traction and stability. They're highly maneuverable, have best-in-class bucket breakout force, and a large assortment of available attachments. Right now, take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 48 months on a Kubota SVL track loader. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers you a selection of unique gifts from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Union City, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday, the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, fall camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts, all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how, March 9th through the 13th.
The competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry. And I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
They had the tournament draw last weekend for the boys' basketball district, and Fort Recovery was the number one seed in the district. And we'll be playing over at St. Mary's, probably against Marion Local in the sectional championship game. And I think that's on February 28th, I believe. Was just absolutely, you know, Parkway got the number two seed, and I was absolutely shocked they got whipped by South Adams the other night by about 35 points.
Did they?
It was unbelievable.
Really? Wow.
I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have believed that either.
It was out South Adams, I will say that, but it might have even been more than that. It was a whipping.
Because Parkway's been really good here lately. They beat St. John's, beat, I think, Minster. So, and we barely beat them off. You were at that game, if I did that with you or with Bob, but we barely beat them. They had led the whole game probably on us, maybe 14, 12, something like that. And then we kind of went on a run in the fourth quarter and ended up us kind of sealing the deal in the last maybe minute or so. But that might have been one of those games we had a game-winning shot early on in the season, too. So.
And maybe they had some illness or something like that. I don't know. But I was just dumbfounded by that score.
Yeah, I haven't seen South Adams play, so it'll be interesting. I think we have them next Friday, maybe, here. Or, yeah, I think next Friday here. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they're a physical team. They are a very physical team.
Well, and maybe that's something that gave Parkway some trouble.
Well, give us the scoring here at halftime. Fort Recovery leads 29-19.
Yeah, the first quarter went away to the Indians, 13-5, a lead at the end of one. And in the second quarter, the Indians outscored the Lady Cardinals, 16-14, to take that 29-19 lead. Val Mullenkamp leads away with 10 points. Allie Vaughn with 7. Kiki Wendell with 5. Brooke Colling with 4. Paige Forkamp with 3. And Olivia Patch, Whitley Rammel, and Macy Day all played but did not score for the Indians.
For the New Bremen Lady Cardinals, big scores. Well, Kira Berkey has a total of 6 points on the night on a three, and three out of four from the free throw line. So six for Kira Berkey. Madison Cordonier has a total of 7 points on a two, a three, and two out of two at the free throw line. Haley Friend has 4 points on two-point goals with 0 for 2 from the line. Ellie Retkerman has a two-point goal. And that's the scoring for the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. I don't see Marcus Oberman here tonight. Marcus, if you're listening, I want to say hello to you, young man. Marcus Silverman, of course, was here at Fort Recovery and then moved on to be principal at New Bremen, where he is today. We'll be back. Yes.
I was just going to say, I talked to Gary Jones, the athletic director, earlier, and he didn't say anything about anything going on. So, of course, they have some little ones at home, so hopefully no one's sick or anything like that. So.
Anyway, Marcus, if you're listening, we're the only radio show in town tonight, Brian. So if New Bremen's listening, they're listening to us. Glad to have you folks from New Bremen listening in. We have a few friends over there in Cardinal land. So. We'll be back in a moment with the third quarter. Fort Recovery leads 29-19.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. 4 choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Indians have the ball to start the quarter. Olivia Patch right side looking for a teammate. Goes out to Val Mollenkamp. Top of the key to Allie Vaughn. Right side it goes to Val Mollenkamp. Dribbles in the lane. Feeds back out to Kiki Wendell. Wendell over to Olivia Patch. Firing. Hitting! Olivia Patch with a three-point basket. And that makes it 32-19. Fort Recovery continues to press full court here. New Bremen brings it down. They almost threw it away, but not quite. Right corner to Friend. Back outside to Cordonier. Over to Friend. Now to the New Bremen Cardinals, Katie Howe. She goes down low, back outside. Berkey has the ball. Now over to Cordonier. Here's Howe firing and missing on a three-point shot. Rebound New Bremen up and no good by Friend. And she is fouled by Allie Vaughn. That's number one on Allie. So Kaylee Friend will go to the free throw line with 2 shots coming. Got any Twitter access to the Marion local school?
I was checking it. Marion was down at half by 2 at Coldwater. So
free throw's up and good by Kaylee Friend. One more. It is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Olivia Patch. Patch to Kiki Wendell. Down to Allie Vaughn on the left side. Allie looks for a teammate. Back outside to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling, goes to the hole. It's up and no good off the glass. Rebound comes down to Friend. Over to Katie Howe from Kaylee Friend. Down on the left side. There is Kira Berkey. Berkey out front now with the ball. Dribbles to the right. Feeds over to Katie Howe. Now with the basketballs, Kira Berkey. Back around the horn on the left to Kira Friend. Or Kaylee Friend, I'm sorry. Here's Madison Cordonnier with the ball. She dribbles, stops, feeds back outside. Right side to Katie Howell. Inside, and it's loose and picked up by Brooke Colleague of Fort Recovery as Ellie Redkerman couldn't hang on to the ball. And there's a three-point basket up and in by Ellie Vaughn.
They caught a two. Foot was on the line.
Two-point basket for Ellie Vaughn. Looked like a three to me.
I did too, but he pointed at the line and gave her two.
34-20. Lead is 14 points. Indians on top here. Madison Cordonnier threw it away. Tipped away by Olivia Pax to Val Mollenkamp. Here's Ellie Vaughn down off the glass. Missed it. Rebound. Battled around. Kiki Wendell got it. And they're going to say Kiki was on the baseline. How could he see that? How in the world could he see that?
He was out here by the volleyball line, and the official underneath the basket didn't call it.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
But he pointed right to the spot, though, Rob, she stepped out at, so...
Oh, goodness sakes. That is not a close game, at least yet, anyway. And stolen by Val Mollenkamp on the full court pressure. New Bremen throws it away. Mollenkamp, top of the key. Right side to Brooke Colleague. Colleague goes down in. Feeds back out to Olivia Patch. Here's Ellie Vaughn. Three-point shot short. Tipped around. Coming down with it is Katie Howell of New Bremen. Down to Friend. Lays it up and in.
Man, is she fast.
Haley Friend gets the basket. That gives her 7 points on the night. And the ball goes out of bounds off of New Bremen. Fort Recovery will have it underneath our own hoop here. Again, I'm Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch, our studio producer at the radio station. He is Mr. Eric Catterly and Neil Spencer, the producer here at FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Timeout is called by Fort Recovery. Want to mention to you that Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor again. We want to thank them. Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And a timeout here, so we'll be back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Got an update, Rob.
Update?
In overtime, the start of overtime, Marion Coldwater 44-44 going to overtime.
Wow. That's a quick game tonight.
Yes.
Of course, we did have senior night here.
Yeah. Well, Coldwater did too.
Well, let's hope for a Coldwater upset. Although, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, you know? Here's Val Mollenkamp up and in, and she's fouled in the act of shooting as the Indians burn New Bremen on the inbounds play. Val Mollenkamp with a two. That gives her a total of 12 on the night now. And she'll be at the line with a free throw here. Val dribbles the ball. It's in the air. It's no good. And a rebound comes down to Val Mollenkamp. Up no good. Out of bounds off of Val, they said. She didn't want to get stuck on 13 there. That's why she missed that free throw.
That's an unlucky number.
New Bremen with the ball. Bringing it up. Fort Recovery pressing full court. Madison Cordonnier on the left side to Katie Howell. Cross-court pass to Berkey. Berkey down low to Friend. Lays it up and no good. Rebound and a foul's on somebody. Fort Recovery.
Oh, my. She caught it on
Wendell.
She was boxing out.
Kiki Wendell gets the first foul of the night.
Definitely don't agree with that one.
New Bremen tossing it in. There's a three-point shot by Cordonnier. She hits it. Madison Cordonnier gets her second three of the night, giving her a total of 10 points. Ellie Vaughn with the basketball. Cooper Farms, third quarter scoreboard, 36-25. Here's a shot from the left side. No good by Val Mollenkamp. Rebound, New Bremen. Getting the ball there was Kaylee Friend. She'll bring it all the way down. She'll pass over on the right side to Berkey, back out to Friend. On the left, there's Cordonier. Another three.
Uh-oh, she's beating up.
Cordonier now with a total of 13, 36-28. That's as close as New Bremen's been in quite a while. Colleague right side, back out to Balball and Kim. Kiki Wendell, top of the key. On the left side to Allie Vaughn, down the lane, and they're going to call traveling on Allie Vaughn.
I don't know about that.
Could have been an offensive foul on her, too, but I guess we'll probably rather have the travel call.
Olivia Patch coming out of the game.
As did Balball and Kim.
Paige Fortkamp is now in there.
Along with Whitley Rammel.
Whitley Rammel back in. New Bremen having trouble here getting the ball up. Katie Howe with it. She just, they're going to say she did not get it across. And Coach Chris Burton can't believe the call.
He's been upset all night.
That was awful close. I would say that. 10 seconds called on New Bremen, not getting the ball across the timeline. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Kiki Wendell right side to Brooke Colleague. Colleague looking right to Paige Fortkamp. Paige bounce pass goes down low to Allie Vaughn, and she lost the ball. Picked up by New Bremen. Here are the Lady Cardinals. There's Berkey missing. Rebound tipped around. Katie Howe comes down with it. Right side to Kaylee Friend driving. And a foul's on Fort Recovery on Whitley Rammel. Out of bounds to New Bremen. Number two on Whitley. Reporting in for New Bremen is Aaliyah Truman. And Kira Berkey comes out of the game. Katie Howe will toss it in here for New Bremen's Cardinals. They only trail by eight. There's Friend putting it up and in. And the lead is down to six. 36-30. Indians led by 18 at one time. Left side it goes to Kiki Wendell. Out near the center circle, right side to Brooke Colleague. Colleague goes to the right, stops, feeds back out to Paige Fortkamp. Kiki Wendell on the left to Allie Vaughn. Colleague cutting around, and Allie Vaughn has it tipped away. She misses the shot. Rebound Vaughn back outside to Colleague. Oh, it's in and out. Rebound comes to Katie Howe of New Bremen. Down they come. Madison Conyer up and in and in. Madison Cordonier puts it up and in. Cordonier now has a total of 15 points, and the lead is 36-32 on the Cooper Farm scoreboard, and Fort Recovery calls timeout. Fort Recovery 36, New Bremen 32. We'll be back.
Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance? The right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Now, Madison Cordonier heating up here in the second half. She has 15 now in the game. What did she have at halftime? Do you remember?
Thought it was six.
Could be. And we're only in the third quarter. Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. If you'd like to sell your corn, contact the folks at Cooper Farms at Fort Recovery. They'd love to buy your corn at your farm, from your farm. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's Brooke Colleague, top of the key, over to Kiki Wendell. On the left to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Brooke Colleague. Colleague dribbling. Feeds Paige Fortkamp now. Fortkamp to Allie Vaughn. Right side to Brooke Colleague. Brooke wants to go baseline, decides not to. Back around the horn on the left to Allie Vaughn. Back out top to Brooke Colleague. Colleague on the left to Whitley Rammel. Whitley to Allie Vaughn. Cross-court pass to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling. Hands off to Allie Vaughn, goes to the hole, into the corner. There's a three-point shot, no good, by Paige Fortkamp. Rebound comes to Kaylee Friend of New Bremen. Over it goes there to Aaliyah Truman. On the left to Katie Howell. Howell looking. Dribbles left. Stops. Back outside it goes. Aaliyah Truman. Right side or the jump ball? I think. Yes. Whitley Rammel was in there for the Lady Indians. You're not going to wrestle the ball away from her.
Not too many people are.
So New Bremen does get the ball on the alternating possession. With a minute 19 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Check out all the job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/careers. cooperfarms.com/careers. They have many job opportunities available for you to carouse and take a look at. Left side to Kaylee Friend. Back out to Katie Howell. Hand off to Madison Cordonier. Right side it goes over on the wing to Chloe Bornhorst. Inside to Friend. Tipped away by the Lady Indians. Brooke Hollig, I think. Allie Vaughn with it. Goes to Paige Fortkamp. Three-point shot. Does not go. Rebound comes down to New Bremen. 36-32. New Bremen only down by four. And there is a double dribble called on New Bremen on Cordonier. Madison Cordonier gets called for a double dribble. So Fort Recovery will get the ball inbounds.
This last minute and a half or two here, Rob, has not been well played kind of by either team. Kind of a little sloppy and some turnovers.
Wipe up people's perspiration on the floor. Madison Cordonier goes out for a brief rest. Who is our mopper star there?
Riley Dilworth.
Great job, Riley. Not a speck of perspiration left. 25 seconds to go. Fort Recovery with the ball. They're going to play for the last shot. Leading 36-32. We really could use a basket here. Out front, Brooke Hollig with it.
Anything just for momentum purposes.
Kiki Wendell. Back over to Brooke Hollig. Back to Kiki. Down to 6 seconds. On the left, Allie Vaughn. Back outside to Kiki. Three-point shot. It doesn't go. And tipped out of bounds. Well, that's what we wanted. We had the great shot. Kiki was wide open. It would not go down. We have completed three quarters of play. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our very fine third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. And again, they'd love to buy your corn, Mr. Farmer. Sell your corn to Cooper Farms by calling 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else was not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, we have the final quarter to go. Lady Indians leading by four, 36-32. Fort Recovery will have the ball to start the quarter. Brooke Hollig will put it in play.
Sounds good, thank you.
To Kiki Wendell. Wendell on the right side to Val Mollenkamp. You have an update for us?
Yeah, Marion's up by two with 50 seconds to go, and they have the ball.
Okay, and that's in overtime, Marion Local and Coldwater. Here's Val Mollenkamp driving and missing. That ball just will not go down here. Rebound, New Bremen. New Bremen could cut the lead to two. Inside, it's no good, and a foul's on Olivia Pad. As she had her, player well defended, Ellie Reckerman, but Reckerman able to lean in on Olivia and draw the foul. Reckerman with two free throws. And she hits the first one to cut the lead down to three. 36-33. One more for Ellie Reckerman. It's up and it's good again. Reckerman. Ackerman connects on both to cut the lead to 2 points at 36-34. Val Mollenkamp, right side, out top to Allie Vaughn. Left side it goes to Kiki Wendell. Kiki back outside to Allie Vaughn. New Bremen led one time, 3-0, but they haven't led since. Allie Vaughn back to Brooke Hollig, pops the shot, does not go. Rebound, Brooke Hollig, does not go again. Rebound, New Bremen. Lady Indians can't buy a basket here. Down comes New Bremen's Retkerman, tipped out of bounds by Allie Vaughn. 36-34. Last quarter of play. Fort Recovery leads by two. New Bremen is on a run here. Here we go with the inbounds pass from Katie Howell. Goes out deep to Madison Cordonier. Cordonier now passes down to Friend. Kaylee up, and they're going to call a charge on Kaylee Friend. Kaylee Friend nailed with a foul. That's her second of the game.
Seconds left. Marion's up four.
6:52 to go in this game. It's certainly anybody's game here, that's for sure. Come on, Lady Indians. Let's finish on a high note. Allie Vaughn on the left side. Back out to Brooke Hollig. Hollig looks to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp out top. Kiki Wendell with it. Wendell now passes on the left to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp looks inside, dribbling, passes to Olivia Patch. Patch at the free throw line. It doesn't go. Out of bounds off New Bremen. Fort Recovery gets the ball. Again, that was a nice shot there. It just wouldn't go down for us.
No, we've only scored 7 points that last quarter, so got outscored 13-7.
Here's Allie Vaughn on the left. It's no good again. Rebound, Cordonier. Shots up and no good by New Bremen. Rebound, Fort Recovery's Olivia Patch. Here is Allie Vaughn to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp goes all the way in, pops the shot off the back of the rim. They're going to call Val Mollenkamp over and back. All right, I should say over the back. That was a close call there. That's her third. So New Bremen gets the ball again. Fort Recovery cannot score again. I don't know how many possessions we've had without scoring, but it's been a ton. Indians lead 36-34 with 5:58 to go in the game. New Bremen with the ball. Being pressed full court. Katie Howell with it and threw it away. Madison Cordonier goes into the Fort Recovery stands. Fort Recovery will put it back in play. Whoever that was got hurt over there. See him holding his knee?
Yeah. Right. That is a Will. Be Whitney Will's grandpa.
Left side it goes to Val Mollenkamp, page four camp. Val, or Allie Vaughn down low. Inside it goes to Brooke Hollig. She can't get it to go down again. Here comes New Bremen with the basketball. Right side to Kaylee Friend. Friend goes to Katie Howell. Free throw line. To Friend up and no good. Rebound comes to Paige Fortcamp of Fort Recovery. Come on, Lady Indians. Stuff it down. And a foul's on New Bremen. Allie Vaughn collided with one of the Lady Cardinals. Let's see who it is. It's going to be called on Ellie Retkerman. So it'll be out of bounds to Fort Recovery. You're listening to WPGW FM at 100.9 on your FM dial in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And finally, there's Allie Vaughn with a two-point basket. That makes it 38-34. We finally get a shot to go down. It has been a several minutes. Cordonier with the ball over to Berkey. Back to Cordonier. Madison dribbles the ball towards the baseline. Goes all the way under. Feeds off to Friend. It's partially blocked. And rebound comes to Paige Fortkamp. Kiki Wendell on the left to Brooke Colley. Back out to Kiki Wendell. And timeouts called by Fort Recovery. 4:38 to go. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians leading the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. Barely. 38-34 here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back in just a moment.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work, and now is the best time to see all that the affordable new Kubota MX Series has to offer. The versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow, plus an optional spacious cab for year-round comfort. Right now, get the new Kubota MX Series for zero down and 0% APR for 60 months. Now through February 29th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more info.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Sportside Fieldhouse, Lady Indians leading 38-34 over the New Bremen Lady Cardinals with 4:38 to go in the game. Full recovery with the ball. Kiki Wendell left side to Allie Vaughn. Allie looks inside, back to Kiki. Over to Brooke Colling. Colling moves to the right. Hands off to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp to Allie Vaughn out top. Allie passing on the left to Paige Fortkamp. There's Kiki Wendell with it. Kiki goes into Val Mollenkamp. Has it knocked away and stolen. Retterman knocked it out of her hands. And Katie Howell picked it up. Here come the Lady Cardinals down with the basketball. On the left side to Kaylee Friend. Back outside. There's Howell. Now to Berkey. Back out to Cordonier. Back on the left to Berkey. Kira Berkey dribbles around, lays it up, and an offensive foul on no. They're going to call it on Fort Recovery. I thought for sure Berkey was going to be called for an offensive foul there.
Brooke split underneath. She had already left the ground. So.
Brooke Colley nailed with the foul, number three on her. And here's the shot by Berkey, and she missed it. Kira Berkey at the free throw line. She is now 3 out of 5 tonight. This one's up, and it is good this time. 4 out of 6 for Kira Berkey. 38-35, a three-point lead. Brooke Colley with the ball over to Allie Vaughn. Paige Fortkamp on the right side. Val Mollenkamp out top, Kiara Wendell. Here's Brooke Colley driving in, and she's fouled. Brooke able to draw the foul. She'll be at the line for 2 shots. Going to call that on Retkerman. Ellie Retkerman gets nailed. Brooke Colley 2 for 2 on the night tonight. She'll have 2 more here. 3:37 left to go in this crucial game. The conference title on the line. It's no good. No good by Brooke Colley. She'll have 1 more. Indians still only lead by 3, 38-35. 1 more for Colley to make it a 4-point lead, and she does. 3 out of 4 now in the night for Brooke Colley, and New Bremen brings it up. Fort Recovery continues to press. Down across the timeline is Retkerman. She'll hand it off to Berkey. Out front with it is Katie Howell. Right side to Kira Berkey. Back out to Katie Howell. Now is the ball tipped away by Kiki Wendell. Kiki with the steal. Down she comes. Feeds off to Val Mollenkamp. Out of bounds, off Val. Well, they could have called a foul on New Bremen there, leaning up against Kiki, but they did not.
Yeah, I thought they were going to. It looked like she was trying to actually foul Kiki before she could make the pass to Val.
Anyway, New Bremen gets the ball out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. Here comes the inbounds pass, and they're going to call traveling on New Bremen. They say she moved.
There's a lane violation out of bounds, yep.
So it'll be given to Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn into Kiki Wendell.
Lindell dribbling the basketball. Back to Vaughn. On the left to Paige Forkamp. Three-point shot. No good. It won't go. Rebound comes to Friend. Haley Friend gives it over to Katie Howe. Howe across the timeline. Guarded by Kiki Wendell. She threw it away. Turnover, New Brema. Final score, Marion wins
53-51 in overtime.
Marion wins 53-51 in OT over Coldwater. That means they are 8-1, so we have to win this game to win a share of the conference title. Here's Kiki Wendell up and in. Kiki drove into the lane, popped an 8-footer, and it went down. And the ball is almost thrown away by New Bremen, but they keep possession. Now it's knocked away and stolen by Val Mollenkamp. Port Recovery leads by 6, 41-35. Brooke Colley on the right, back outside to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp to Paige Forkamp. Forkamp on the left to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn looking, dribbling, passing to Kiki Wendell. Wendell back out by the center circle now. 2 minutes and 14 seconds to go. Kiki Wendell goes down to the free throw line, pops the shot, and got another one! Kiki Wendell with two big baskets here. 43-35, and Kiera has 9 points now. Stolen away by Val Mollenkamp. And the momentum is definitely on the Indian side now. Kiki Wendell brings it up right side to Allie Vaughn. Here's Paige Forkamp between the circles. Left side to Brooke Colley, looks in. Colley dribbling back out to Paige Forkamp, and timeout Indians. Timeout Indians with the score. Port Recovery 43, New Bremen 35. 1:41 to go in this game. We're 1:41 away from being co-champions of the MAC Conference.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kopp Pharmacy offers you a selection of unique gifts from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Union City, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off for list price, bulk camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
Action to about resume here. Indians with the ball, leading by 8 points. A minute 40 away from co-conference champions. Allie Vaughn with the basket. Out to Kiki Wendell. And a foul is called on Katie Howe of New Bremen. And I think back, Brian, to that shot that Versailles hit to beat us. Boy, they shouldn't have had that shot. That shot should not have gone down. It was traveling number one before the shot.
Actually, I checked it out on film, and it was not a travel.
Oh.
It was an ugly-looking shot, and it was off balance, but it was not a travel. It was actually a good call because I went back and checked.
That makes me feel a little bit better. Here's a foul called on New Bremen. On Friend, Kaylee Friend. Here comes Olivia Patch in, and Paige Forkamp will go out. Indians have Olivia Patch, Val Mollenkamp, Brooke Colley, Kiki Wendell, and Allie Vaughn in the lineup. Here comes a pass into Kiki, and there's a foul called. Where was that at?
She ran into Brooke on the screen.
I don't know about that one. So Brooke Colley at the free throw line. Survives in overtime by 2 points tonight over Coldwater to win their share of the conference title. Now the Indians have to complete their job and win this one. It's good. Brooke Colley's had a nice night from the line tonight, 4 out of 5 with one more here. Bounces the ball, eyes the basket, lets it fly, and got it again. 45-35, I think. I'm not saying a thing. There's Cordonier, a three-point shot. Madison Cordonier hits a three, giving her 18 on the night. And timeout, New Bremen. Back to a seven-point game with a minute eight to go. 45-38. We'll be back.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is the division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here we go. Fort Recovery will put the ball in play. Full court pressure for New Bremen, and they're going to foul Brooke Collig immediately. And Brooke will go to the line. She's had a great night at the line. Indians lead by 7, 45-38, with 107 to go. I thought that might have been kind of a quick foul there. What did you think?
Chris probably told him beforehand, hey, we want a foul, so, you know, that way they don't have to kill her to get the call. And if you do that as a coach, then they'll call it quickly. That way no one gets hurt.
Brooke Collig at the free throw line, bounces the ball, puts it up, and it's no good on the 1-1. New Bremen made the right play there. They made the right move. They've got the ball. They can cut the lead back some more. It's a 7-point game, and they threw it away. Yep, they threw it away as Kira Berkey tried to pass down low, and nobody could get to it. So they're going to foul again here. Here comes the inbound play. It's through the hands of Olivia Patch. New Bremen with the ball. Kaylee Friend on the right. No, that's not Kaylee. That's Riley Trentman on the right. Here's a shot from the left by Cordonier. No good. Rebound Trentman. No good. Rebound up. No good. Rebound New Bremen. Here's Berkey firing. Blocked by Val Mollenkamp. And Brooke Collig comes up with the ball, and they call the foul or car on Cordonier. Madison Cordonier gets called for the foul. Boy, they had their chances there, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They dodged the bullet on that one. We got lucky.
That would have cut the lead down to 5, but now it's still 7. And Brooke Collig will go to the free throw line with another opportunity here. She missed just a moment ago. Still in the 1-1. Brooke gets the ball from the official. 36 seconds remaining. It is good. 1 more for Brooke Collig. Brooke has 8 points on the night now. Bounces the ball. It's up, and it is good. Got them both. Big ones. 47-38. That might have been enough to nail the victory. Katie Howe with the ball.
Feeling good, Rob. Feeling good.
Yep. Outside, there's Berkey. Here's Berkey firing and hitting a three-point shot. Kira Berkey hits a three-point basket. That's her second three of the night, giving her a total now of 10 points on the night. And timeout New Bremen immediately. It's a 6-point game, 47-41. We'll just keep it right here. Fort Recovery wins this. We're co-champs with Marion Local of the MAC Conference, something the Indians have not done since 1991, the year that Coach Diane McClung coached the team to a state title that year. They were 25-2 on the season and MAC champs. And that's the last time Fort Recovery has won the conference title. Come close a few times, but not been able to nail it down. if you're champs of this conference in basketball, boys or girls, you've accomplished quite a bit. Here is Allie Vaughn tossing the ball in for Fort Recovery. 21 seconds are left. Into Kiki Wendell. Kiki up to Brooke Holly. And threw it away. Picked up by New Bremen, but they throw it away. Kiki Wendell got it back. And now there's a foul called. No, they're going to call over and back. Over and back is called on Fort Recovery. So New Bremen has the basketball back. Some discussion among the officials.
I don't know what they're wanting more time put back on, or
47-41, a 6-point game with 12 and a half seconds to go. Fort Recovery in the lead.
Yeah, they said that they were wanting more time on the clock.
Okay, here we go with Berkey tossing it in. Kira Berkey for New Bremen. They need a quick three is what they need. Here comes the pass into Cordonier. Madison Cordonier fires the three. It's no good.
Oh.
And out of bounds. And Coach Burton wanted a foul on the play. That could have been a foul.
It should have been a foul on Val for three.
They give the ball to New Bremen, though. I don't think we touched the ball. Here comes the inbounds pass outside to Berkey. They need to shoot the ball. Here's Howell firing, missing. Rebound, and Fort Recovery's won the conference championship. Co-conference champions, Kiki Wendell, Allie Vaughn, hugging each other. The team is elated. The coaches are hugging each other. Everybody's hugging each other. Fort Recovery has won 47-41. To be co-champions of the MAC Conference. How about that? And they're going to cut down the nets tonight, Brian.
Absolutely. Winning this conference, you better cut down those nets.
Fort Recovery's going to cut down the nets tonight for winning the conference championship. How about that? I'll tell you, you got to give New Bremen credit. They were down 28-10 at one time. Got back to within two, and they could never get closer than that. The Lady Indians had to fight them off, but they got the job done. We'll be back with the wrap-up right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our Future Farmers of America students during National FFA Week for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, the Fort Recovery team cutting down the nets. There's Brooke Holling up getting her piece of the net. Indians, first time they have won a share of the MAC title. They share it with Marion Local. Both teams finish 8-1. Marion Local won by 2 in overtime tonight over Coldwater. Fort Recovery wins by 6 here, 47-41 over the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. Go to 17-5 on the year, 8-1 in the MAC Conference. First time since 1991 that we have won the conference championship. To give the scoring real quick there, Brian?
Absolutely. Fort Recovery led the first quarter 13.
13-5 in the second quarter. The Indians outscored the Cardinals 16-14. And the third quarter was not a great quarter for the Indians as they got outscored that quarter by New Bremen 13-7. And in the fourth quarter, when it mattered the most, the Indians were able to step up and outscore the Cardinals 11-9 to win 47-41. Val Mullenkamp led the way with 12 points. Ali Vaughn with 11. Brooke Hollig and Kiki Wendell both with 9. And Paige Fortkamp and Olivia Patch both with 3. Both of them did hit a three-pointer. Val hit 2 threes, and Ali Vaughn had a 3. Macy Day and Whitley Rammel both got in, saw some action, but did not score for the Indians.
For New Bremen, Madison Cordonnier led the team with 18 points, including a bunch in the second half. It was 9 points for Ellie Redkerman. I'm sorry, 9 points for Kaylee Friend, rather. Kira Berkey had 10, and chipping in with 4 points was Ellie Redkerman. And that was all the scoring there was for New Bremen. So not a lot of different individuals scoring tonight. 4 for New Bremen, and just 5 for Fort Recovery. Of a game, 47-41. Lady Indians accomplishing a big goal here tonight and winning a share of the MAC conference title by beating New Bremen 47-41. How sweet it is as we are the champions being played in the background. There's that MAC conference trophy down below. They had 2 trophies ready, one for Marion Local, one for Fort Recovery.
Yeah, they must have. And Digger, Don Kemper, who's the MAC commissioner, was here. So I assume they made 2 and had them prepared just in case. So he's always on the ball. He's good with that stuff.
We're going to go ahead and sign off. Coach Gann is down there celebrating with her team. We're not going to bother her tonight. As Fort Recovery has a great win this evening. Congratulations to Holly Gann. Holly, again, first-year coach, wins the conference championship here with the Fort Recovery Lady Indians with a 17-5 record. Up next, it's the sectional championship game, and we wish the Indians good luck there. We'll be there to broadcast the game. That game is going to be next Saturday, February 22nd at 6:15 at Lima Bath, probably against the St. Henry Lady Redskins, and that's going to be a tough one. Indeed. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's been a fun night. For Brian Patch, for our sponsors, I'm Rob Weaver saying good evening, everybody. Congratulations again to the Lady Indians, co-champions of the MAC Conference, first time since 1991.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.